Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey, sir, and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions regarding this survey.
What's it regarding?
Mostly it's politics.
Okay, go ahead, real quick.
All right, perfect. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. And when it comes, so it's like Independent then. Okay, so when it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for state, for Texas state legislator, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, vote for a mix, roughly the same number of candidates for both parties?
Say that again.
Oh, okay. So the question is, when it comes to voting for local office in your area or for the state, for the Texas state legislator, do you, the first option, usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates? Second option, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates? Third option, vote for mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
No, well, you're only talking two parties here. Who are you leaning towards? What's this for? Because you're only talking two parties. Now, I realize we're dominant two-party, but there are independents, there are libertarians. What are you driving at?
There are some questions regarding
you. Talk to me about Libertarian Party. Ask me if I vote Libertarian ever.
Okay. So there is, I guess, there is a question about Libertarian.
There's other options than Democrat and Republican. You know that, right?
Yeah, there is. I know the.
So why are my only options in this survey Democrat or Republican?
As you know, basically, as you said, those are like the two main that people vote for.
Yeah, that may be. I'm not the main people.
No, that's true. There are millions of people in the state, so I basically.
Just to answer your question, I never vote Democrat. Next.
Okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, every top elected positions in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. Did I know? Well, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue. Second option is, it is time for a change in directions and political leadership in Texas?
Neither. It's a stupid question. It's been ruled by Republican demagogues that are ruled by this is ridiculous. No. I'm N.A., not applicable. I'm not answering.
Okay.
It has not been. Okay, go ahead.
As you're saying, basically, it's being just Republican, so it's the best thing is just to
make
a change. No, right?
These Republicans we got are bullshit. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. But just to, so we continue, so from those two statements, which one do you think
are you familiar with Gabe Thielen?
I'm sorry, with what?
Are you familiar with Gabe Thielen? Are you familiar? No?
No.
You don't know who Gabe Thielen is?
No, sorry, I don't know who that candidate is.
He's not a candidate. He's Speaker of the House of Texas.
Oh, no.
You don't know who he is?
the most famous person I know from Texas, you know who it is. Ted Cruz is the only one I probably see all the time.
And he's not Texas local politics. He's national. He's a senator.
Oh, sorry then. Yeah, I didn't even know that. But that's the only person I see, especially when the elections from last time. Well, the nominated elections.
Anyway, go ahead, next question.
So you know nothing about Texas politics.
Okay, go ahead.
So on that one, I will just have to choose one of those. For which one do you think you mostly lean for?
I'm sorry. My fault. Ask me the question again.
Oh, sorry. The same question. Remember that, as you know, as you may know, every top elected positions in Texas, state government is controlled by...
You just stated a false.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, if you're saying this, I know you're from Texas, so you know this more than anybody else. I guess the person who wrote this probably was not.
Yeah, you ran across someone who knows a little bit about Texas politics. Yeah, what you said was totally false. But anyway, go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, okay. And it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion,
false.
The first option, the Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue. Second option, it is time to change in directions and political leadership in Texas. So from those two options, which one do you mostly lean to?
Neither. I can't do either one. This is a ridiculous question. It's just ridiculous. Neither. I don't go for either one.
Oh.
The Republicans, for the most part, the Republicans that we have in office in Texas are rhinos.
Oh.
I do not want to go that way. Dave Phelan and his crew are terrible. They're Democrats. Anyway, so no, I'm not answering that. Because I do not want to go the way we've been. And yes, I want to change, but not the change you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, sir. So which of the following is the most important problem or issues facing Texas today? I will read you some issues right here, and you can let me know which one is the most important problem or issues facing Texas. So the first one, it says property taxes. Second one, violent crime. Third one, illegal immigration at the border. Fourth, funding for public schools and teacher pay. Fifth, the economy, inflation, jobs. Sixth, gun violence. Seventh, abortion rights. Eighth, health care cost.
Illegal immigration.
All right, thank you. And which is the next most important problem or issues? Property taxes.
Hey, before we go too much farther here, who is funding this survey?
I'm not even sure who's funding the
survey.
Oh, come on.
You have no idea.
No worry. If I would have known, I would have.
What group are you with? What group hired you to do this survey? Come on.
Well, we are in like an independent research company in Miami, Florida. So they are the ones that, you know, they're doing the surveys.
What's the name of the company?
From what they tell us, it's just an independent research company.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Sorry. So the next one, which is the next most important problem or issues? Property taxes, violent crime, funding for public schools and teacher pay, the economy, inflation and jobs, gun violence, abortion rights, health care cost.
Give me the first two again.
Property taxes, violent crime, and funding for
property
schools.
Property taxes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next, mark your opinion as of each of as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So I will read you some names, and you can let me know if that person is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or if you never heard of this person. So the first one is Steve Allison. Do you think Steve Allison is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never know?
Very unfavorable. What was the last one?
The last one, if you never heard of this person?
Very unfavorable.
All right, thank you. Next one is Colin Aldred. Is he very favorable?
Very unfavorable.
Oh, okay.
I already know.
Next one is Ted Cruz. Is he
very favorable?
Okay, thank you. Next one is Laurel Jordan Swift.
Never heard of her.
Okay. And next one is Ken Paxton.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Next one is Kamala Harris.
Never heard of her.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
The president?
Yes.
Oh, God. Tell me how you pronounce her name again.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
Oh, Kamala. Man. Kamala Harris. Thank you for clearing
very
that pronunciation.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Oh, thank you. Donald Trump.
Very favorable. Well, hold on. Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And Mark LaHood.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Oh, okay. Thank you. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, will you vote for if you have to choose today?
Trump.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Aldred, the Democrat, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Cruz.
Thank you. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area,
Mark LaHood.
Thank you. You already know. Thank you. Next here is some follow up information about both this state House district candidates. Mark LaHood is pro Trump Republican. Criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who
I know him. I know him. You don't have to go through this. I know who he is. I know him personally. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Who believe that we are at a crisis point in our state and
nation. I'm aware of all that.
And that now is a time for
what's
for
the question?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Then you say you already know this. Then the next one is a statement about his opponent, Laurel Jordan Swift. The Democrat is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight for fully funded or public schools, expanding affordable health care.
Did you say she's a Republican?
A former Republican herself.
Okay. She's no longer a Republican?
That's
what is she, independent?
Democrat.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
And so fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on the information which is...
How is she going to foster unity and respect? How is she going to do that?
That is a great question. I'm just reading from what they just wrote right here in the
okay.
Survey.
I'm
sorry about that.
That's just me. That, you realize that's all bullshit, right?
Basically, like, since you are from Texas, you are more aware of the candidates right here. So basically, that's why.
Well, just in general, how would you foster? How would a person foster unity and respect?
That is a great question. I need to find out how. I need to know how that is done. Then.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I don't think anyone knows. Anyway, go ahead.
So based on the information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Mark LaHood.
Thank you. Now, so this is American culture. So you can let me know which one, which side you agree the most, you agree with the most. The first one is the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is running American with a DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying is a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Second option right here is the American is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunities. So which of those two statements do you agree the most?
I'm sorry. They all sounded like one to me. Give me the second one again.
Okay. So the second one says America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger.
This is all, you can stop. Both of these are bullshit. Total bullshit. America was not founded on any of these.
Oh, so then you go with the first one. Uh-huh.
No, fuck no.
So,
both of them are total bullshit. This is how this freaking survey is going to skew things. Both of them are total bullshit. America was not founded on any of these things.
So.
Give me the first one again, and then pause and stop and say, okay, here's the second. Do that one more time.
Oh, okay. So the first one, it says, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining American with DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Then the second statement right here, it says America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunities.
Yeah, these are bullshit. I don't know how to answer. I can't answer either one of them. So you want me to pick one or two, right? A or B?
Yeah, like, which one do you feel like you lean a little bit forward to? Because I know you're saying both of them are.
Oh, man. A.
Okay.
One.
Thank you.
Surprise.
Yeah. So this one's called Values and Freedoms. Mark, which side do you agree the most? So there are two statements also. I will read them. You can let me know which one you think is you lean towards. The first one says, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights of choice dictated by government politicians. Second statement reads, agree with those who support the Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christians' values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Steve.
Give me a fake name, I don't care. Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you kind of lost me. You're going to have to read me those again. Give me the first one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the first statement, it says, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. So the second statement says, agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
Yeah, the wording of all this is so much bullshit. Steve, but even though having said all that, these questions are so pointed, it's unbelievable. I'm going to go with number two. Just, and the only reason I haven't hung up on you yet is because I'm kind of fascinated at how biased all these questions are. Number two, I'm going with two.
Oh, okay. Thank you, thank you.
Do you realize how biased these are? Do you have a, have you thought through these at all after asking these? Is this is just unbelievable.
Yeah, basically once you know I talk to people and read everything, you know, my mind starts playing. So I'm like, I respect your opinions. I know you say you are more like liberal, so I respect your opinion. But as you said,
no, I'm not liberal.
This leans more toward like two parties, but that's how the survey goes. So next one says, which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? Mark which side you agree with the most. The first statement is Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money.
Yes, that answer. Yeah, go with that one. You don't have to continue.
Oh. So you don't want to listen to the second one?
No.
Right,
I'm good.
Do you agree or disagree with the Texas law protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
Yes.
Okay, you agree. Thank you. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for a state legislator that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reasonable to vote against the candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. So the first statement right here is Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals will continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegal bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrant crime to our communities. Do you think that is very strong against, somewhat strong against, a weak reason?
That's it? That's all my options?
That is correct.
Ask me the question one more time.
Yeah, yeah. So Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals will continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. And then next one is Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th denying it was an insurrection. Do you think it's very strong against, somewhat strong against a weak reason?
What am I against and what am I for? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. So these are statements about each of the candidates running for...
January 6th insurrection.
Yeah, so they say
saying, am I somewhat for, am I somewhat against, for what, against what?
Like Laurel Jordan Swift, you let me know that she's a Democrat, right? So her rival, the Republican, will make a statement, and you have to let me know if you think that is a very strong reason to vote against.
No,
that
I get all that. I get all that. January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
What is the question? What am I for? What am I against?
So they say that the one I read for Mark LaHood is this is a statement that the Democratic candidate is making against Mark LaHood. So that person is saying Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th, denying it was an insurrection. Do you think that it is a very strong statement against Mark LaHood?
No, not strong at all. What's the opposite of strong against him?
Somewhat strong against, or a weak reason?
Again, I thought I answered the question.
Oh, so you say it's not a weak reason for you to vote against Mark LaHood, right? Is that what you're saying?
I guess so. I totally am lost on this question.
Sorry about that. Sorry. It's not a question. It's they making a statement. So from that statement that the opponent is making, you have to let me know if that is a very strong strong statement against Mark LaHood. It's a somewhat strong statement, somewhat strong against statement against Mark LaHood, or a very weak reason statement made about Mark LaHood. Basically, that's what it is. Those are the options they have.
Very weak.
Oh, okay, thank you. So the next one is, if elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, it will put parents' access to convenient a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas. So you think that statement made is a very strong statement against Mark LaHood? Is somewhat strong a statement made against Mark LaHood, or a very weak reason?
I'm sorry. Ask me the question one more time.
Oh, yeah. So the statement reads, if elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he will put parents' access to convenient a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made
very weak.
Very weak. Okay.
Very weak.
Josh, can you grab that 90 out of that box?
So next statement reads, Mark LaHood supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's lives at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. You think that statement made against Mark LaHood is a very strong statement? Very weak. Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one is, Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. That statement made against Laurel Swift, do you think it's a very strong statement against Laurel Swift?
Yeah, very strong against her.
Okay, thank you.
It's a her, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very
next
strong.
One.
Very.
All right, thank you, sir. Next one says, Swift is backed by same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. Is that statement is a very strong statement against Swift? A somewhat strong statement?
Yeah, very strong against.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one reads, La Hood campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them in their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms. You think that statement is a very strong statement against?
Very
someone?
Weak.
Oh.
So weak. It's the weakest in the world.
Thank you. Next one.
Option?
Just that one.
The weakest in the world.
That you added like an option for
did
for
you
the people
put an answering. Asterisk?
Yeah. I put it right here. So that way it shows.
Yeah. Weakest in the world.
Weakest in the world. All right. Next one, it says, Mark LaHood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder. Do you think that statement is very strong statement against?
Very weak. The weakest ever made by a human being.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Next one.
Is that an option?
As you did mention the one before, yeah, I placed it right there. It was weakest in the world.
Okay.
And then
how many
next
more
one,
questions do you have? How many more? I'm getting tired.
Yeah, that's a little bit long. Sorry, let me read them really fast.
How many more?
From here, I don't know how many more I got, sir. I'm just going to read
those
statements. Probably like 6 or 7.
Real quick. Rifle through them.
All right. LaRell Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke.
Yes, I agree.
I'm very strong. Thank you. The next one, Mark LaHood is endorsed by an embrace anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theory with no science proof about vaccination that has
totally
helped.
Disagree.
Okay. So it's a weak reason against him. Okay. Thank you. The next one, Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give...
Totally disagree.
Okay. So it's a weak statement against Mark LaHood or someone?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Next one, in the legislator, LaRell Jordan Swift, will vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their children to a private school.
I don't understand the question. What's the question?
Oh, it's a statement. Sorry, it's a statement that they're making against LaRell Jordan Swift. So in the legislator, LaRell Jordan Swift will vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school. Do you think that's very strong?
I want people to be able to send their children to private schools. So I don't understand the question.
Is that they're
against it.
They will use that statement against LaRell Jordan that she will vote against parents having the right to use their tax money.
So I would be totally against what she wants.
Oh, okay. So you think that statement is a very strong statement to vote against her or somewhat strong statement?
Yes. Yeah, very strong against.
Okay.
I've got time for one more question, and I'm out.
Hey, Phil, did you,
make it good.
Sorry. Next one is the Hood campaign is bankrupt by West Texas and out of state billionaires who want to buy a representative who
you already asked me that.
Sorry. Hey, what was the reason for that? What was your answer for that one, sir? Sorry. Was that a
I'm not sure. I think he's doing a great job.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You should get more billionaires.
Thank you, sir. After hearing these statements about Mark LaHood and his belief, as well knowing that he defends a more moderate, bipartial incumbent representative, Steve Allison is primary, do you agree or disagree? Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas. Do you agree on that one or disagree?
No, I don't.
You disagree?
I think I said no, I don't.
All right. Thank you, sir. Almost. I know you said you were a little bit in a hurry.
No.
Sigh.